Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinny Times, le classic rock radio en direct avec nous, Enforcer, Jonas Wickstrand qui est en direct avec nous, le batteur du groupe, pour nous parler ce soir donc d'un live album qui commence à prendre un peu son rituel, c'est-à-dire le Live by Fire Part 2 qui sortira le 19 mars prochain. Hi Jonas, nice to meet you.
Hi there, I wish I understood what you were saying there, but it sounded good. I could hear Enforcer.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
My French is not the best.
Ok, donc en direct avec nous, le batteur du groupe, donc Enforcer, Jonas Wickstrand, qui est avec nous ce soir. Jonas, the name of the Web Rock Station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio, and the name of the program, the show is 213 Rock, and my name is Hareg Melodica, and thank you for accepting my interview request.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me be on your show.
Okay. Jonas, Live by Fire is the second live album waited by all your fans 5 years after the part one. Yeah. Between the album From Beyond and Zenith, melodic, heavy tracks, everything is there.
Yeah, and we tried to deliver like tracks from all over discography, like making the best of the best and just trying to make a really good show and then try to capture that show and put out the live album. And I mean, so far, like people have been really like our live shows and what we're trying to like deliver live, like the live vibe that you can't really deliver on a record. It's just like something else when it's in person. There's a live audience there, and it's just like that energy is what we want to try to capture and give back to the audience.
C'est, ils ont donné le meilleur du meilleur de ce qu'ils pouvaient donner au moment où ils étaient au Mexique à cette période. Ils ont donné les meilleurs titres hein, entre l'album From Beyond et l'album Zenith, des titres mélodiques, des heavy tracks, tout est là. Tout est vraiment là pour satisfaire les fans du groupe et ils l'ont fait. Ils l'ont vraiment fait quoi. The live album with an intense performance captured in front a truly enthusiastic and passionate audience in Mexico City in 2019.
Yeah, like a couple of months before the pandemic hit. And yeah, we were so lucky that we had captured that show before like no one could play shows anymore. So we were just really lucky and happy that we recorded that and had that. We would have put it out anyway, the pandemic or not, but it's just worked out well that we can give this as a little breather in between then and next time we see all of you guys.
Ouais, c'était effectivement, hein, c'était la capture, elle est cool. Hein, vous voyez, il y a le clip Destroyer qui est disponible sur YouTube. C'est vraiment très enthousiaste. C'est un public de passionnés hein, qui est à Mexico. Ils ont réussi à l'enregistrer quelques mois, un petit peu avant la pandémie. Donc ça, c'était une excellente chance, quoi. And Live by Fire 2 is an opportunity to remember the best recent tracks.
Yeah, I would say that. I think like best recent and best from the past too, I'd say. But also, there's also something with when we recorded like the earlier albums, like 10, 12, 13, 15 years ago, like I feel like we're playing and singing the songs better now than we did when we recorded it. So I think it's really exciting to release some of the old songs with new recordings too.
Ouais, c'est canon c'est superbe de pouvoir enregistrer des anciens titres comme ça avec le son de maintenant. Voilà, c'est ça qui retient. Là, ma question, effectivement, elle était posée aussi sur les deux derniers albums From Beyond et Zenith, mais en même temps quelques anciens tracks comme ça. Ouais, ça fait du bien et ça prouve. Il y a un regard aussi concernant l'évolution du groupe, quoi. And about the formats, about the limited copies, arranged colored vinyl formats with 300 copies on limited edition will be sale. Only to your fans plus a black edition.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
300 copies in arranged a colored. Wow, it's very few.
Yeah, you know, I think like we have some diehard fans, and I think like some stuff just have to be exclusive. And we like the exclusivity of things. Like we've done things in the past where we only like we did an Internet copy with an alternate cover. And we only did 50 of that one. So we've done that in the past where we like just do a limited copies, and I think that's cool because then like the first one who gets it, and then it's an exclusive thing to keep like even in the future.
Effectivement, là, il y aura deux éditions limitées en termes de vinyle, hein. Notamment le orange, il y a une version orange très jolie qui sera tirée à 300 copies, qui sera réservée aux die-hard fans, aux fans exclusifs du groupe. Ça, c'est un très beau cadeau. Et une version aussi black vinyl qui est très très belle. Il y a une très belle édition aussi qui sera disponible notamment et ça va être cool. Ça va être vraiment, c'est très très beau, hein. D'ailleurs, vous pouvez voir les photos, elles sont disponibles, hein, sur la page Facebook donc du groupe Enforcer. Allez voir, il y a une très très belle photo. Quoi, là-dessus, quoi, à ce sujet, quoi. And with notes and photos and layouts.
One second, my daughter is with me.
Yeah.
My daughter is here. I'm like, watching her and doing this at the same time. Layout. Like, I wasn't really a part of the layout process, but like the photos that we took and like the lighting, exceptionally, is like done with our lighting engineer that helped us throughout the Zenith World Tour. So I think we had some really good shots to choose from, and I think like choosing to have a photo instead of like a graphic or a drawing or painting, just like I thought that like captured what we were trying to do with this live record much more.
Effectivement, il y a un note, hein, avec un livret photo. Tout le montage a été fait donc par Olof aussi, et il a participé aussi au triage des photos, qui rappelle aussi toute l'histoire du groupe, quoi. And all the photos and the liner notes, it's your story. It's all the tour you did in between 2015 to 2020 related to the album From Dion and the Zenith.
Yeah, I would say that 2019. So yeah, 2019 was purely Zenith, and before that was From Beyond. So I would say that those two are two separate tours from Beyond.
Okay. Effectivement, c'est leur histoire qui est écrite, des tournées depuis 2015 jusqu'à 2019, voire même 2000, un petit peu avant 2020, puisque juste avant la pandémie, donc tout est relaté dans ce live en termes de photos et liner notes history. And I saw something special through Spotify. There is the Zenith album in Spanish version.
Yeah.
And
do you want to hear a French version too?
Yeah, why not?
It's harder. I think it's harder to do, like, as an adult, I think it's harder to learn French.
Okay.
And he is a guy from Paris. He's from the same place where Aristocrats is from. Yeah, Aristocrats are in Paris, and he's in Paris too. Isn't that cool? Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Okay, and I said, and my question is, the idea of singing one of the songs from your Zenith album in Spanish version hasn't been tried on stage in Mexico.
It did. The other shows we played in Mexico, we sang them in Spanish. That on the recording in Mexico City, we wanted to sing the English versions because we knew we were recording the album and we're going to release it later to parts of the world. So we did sing it in Spanish live, but not in Mexico City.
Ok, donc effectivement, il y a une version, hein, de Zenith, l'album Zenith en version espagnole qui est disponible notamment sur Spotify. Alors en concert, ils l'ont faite, mais pas à Mexico le jour où ils ont enregistré, mais sur les autres dates, ils l'ont faite. Ça, c'est un très beau témoignage, quoi. And Live by Fire 3 will be for 2026.
yeah, we never know what the future looks like, but yeah, we never know.
No, because every 5 years you out a live album, I think.
Yeah, like, I mean, we've done it twice now, so do it the third time, the more the merrier, right?
Ok, donc en fait tous les 5 ans, hein, puisque le précédent date de 2015, tous les 5 ans il y a un live album, donc Live by Fire, le 3, alors je posais la question, peut-être en 2026, quoi. And Mesmerized by Fire has just exceeded 1 million views on YouTube, it's beautiful, isn't it?
That's exciting.
Yeah, excited.
Happy people find it.
Bah, ouais, effectivement, le titre Mesmerized by Fire avec lequel nous sommes entrés ce soir a dépassé le million de vues sur YouTube. C'est excitant, c'est génial, c'est super, c'est cool pour eux. En tout cas, eux sont très très heureux, quoi. And the comments of your fans of this world are great. They support you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. And effectivement, donc les fans aussi qui ont de ce monde ont laissé de très très beaux messages à travers YouTube, quoi. And the next album will be a new start, I think, for the band. Maybe it's time to try new ideas while keeping the sound of the band's music.
Yeah, we have more songs to release this year. After the live album, we're gonna release some new music, and we're gonna start with releasing an EP Then we will release another EP in the end of the year. So we'll release two EPs this year.
Ok, deux, voilà l'information. Deux EP. Enforcer réalisera deux EP pour cette année. Ça, c'est de l'information, c'est cool. Voilà, vous avez entendu, Jonas Wikstrand vient de le dire, le batteur du groupe, deux EP en préparation du groupe Enforcer, quoi. And just before the end, Jonas, please, do you know some French heavy metal bands?
Yeah, I mean, Sortilège, obviously.
Sortilège, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ok. And
do you have any suggestions of bands that I should listen to?
Yes, there is H-Bomb. Do you know H-Bomb?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know ADX?
No, I haven't listened to those.
ADX, well, it's a pretty cool band. Very cool power metal, very very excited band. And Warning. Do you know Warning? Warning.
I don't think
I will send you some couple links. Very good couple links of
send me the best of the best and I'll listen to it. Okay.
Good. Yeah, the French heavy metal scene during the 80s was absolutely fantastic. Very cool. Some cool bands. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Like
and do you have a message for the listeners who are listening to us right now?
I would just say to keep posted on social media when it comes to Enforcer. We're really active on Instagram and Facebook, and just like try to, if you like the music, like react to our updates and like listen to our music, watch our videos, stream it, buy it, do everything to support the music that you like through these really challenging times.
Okay, Jonas, thank you very much for this live interview. Live by Fire 2 sortira le 19 mars prochain via le label Nuclear Blast. Thank you for the live interview, Jonas.
Okay, thank you so much.
And say hi to your baby.
Oh yeah, I will.
Okay.
She's 2.5 and she's... She likes music too.
Okay, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Voici le single de l'album Live by Fire Part 2. Voici Destroyer. Oh yeah, 213 Rock.